Welcome back to Right Side. What is that song?
JP? Cat Scratch.
Cat Scratch Fever. Ted Nugent. Dun,
dun, dun. I actually had a kid who got cat scratch fever anyway.
Oh. What really? Is it with us and animals?
I don't. The things don't go well.
No.
Do you think it's the Lord telling us to just lay off of it all?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably, but we're not going to.
I don't know. It's more fun to be able to have pet stories.
Makes for a good.
At least.
Good radio.
At least we're not lame.
At least we haven't just like given up in life. We're still trying new things and putting ourselves out there with puppies and chickens.
I can't even talk about the chickens. That's someday I'm going to go home and the rest of them are going to be dead.
It'll probably happen. It's the circle of life. And chickens are notoriously vulnerable. But it's okay.
Thank you, Allison.
By the way.
You're not a bad mom.
I don't want to go on this rabbit hole. But have you seen Massey? He built a, he calls it a Klux capacitor for his. Because he literally lives off the grid. And he has a bunch of chickens. He has a farm, and he built like this thing around the chickens with wheels and a solar powered thing. And every couple, I don't know, it's like every 30 minutes, it moves like several feet.
So they have new grass?
So no, they're under it in the grass, but it moves to keep them out of their own poop because that's where they get, you know, sick.
Yeah.
So it's solar powered. It just moves on its own. So he doesn't have to be there to move
physically
the chickens.
Move
yeah.
It.
It's brilliant.
It's crazy.
He should patent that and sell
it. He should.
It.
Yeah.
I wish I could lift mine up, and I've got wheels on one side. Anywho.
He could keep up with insider trading if he sold those.
All right. So before we get to JP's miracle montage, which we've all been waiting for, let us remind you about attorney Stan McDonald, partner at the law firm of Wilmer Lee. He's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law in North Alabama. Not only will Stan advocate and fight for your legal needs and rights, but he's been an absolute warrior for causes near and dear to our Right Side ruffian community. Attorney Stan McDonald has represented his clients in literally thousands of real estate transactions over the years. When Stan McDonald is on your side, you will have no greater friend. Likewise, your adversary will have no greater foe, and we like it that way. Attorney Stan McDonald at the firm of Wilmer and Lee is an America First family man and an attorney who's vigilant for those he represents. You can call him today at 256-533-0202 and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. And now, JP, stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
Closer 40% to, of yeah. the population of rent-controlled housing in New York City are foreign-born. Think about that. In one of the largest metropolitan areas in the world, 40% of rent-controlled properties are being lived in by people who weren't even born in the country? What kind of system is this?
I think you have CDL mills, these private businesses that are allowing people to get commercial driver's licenses without having the requisite skill set to actually get on. I mean, they can drive school buses. They can drive oil tankers on our roadways. They don't know what they're doing, but they're being pushed forward by these CDL mills. On top of that, Lori, you're supposed to be able to speak English in America. You have to be proficient in the English language. A lot of these people can't even speak the language.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates is the largest private owner of American farmland. Gates alone holds over 275,000 acres across 19 states.
Right now we're getting bullied by China and people like Bill Gates who are coming in to our area. And now you spoke about China. They come into these auctions and they have someone bidding for them. They're buying these farms at auctions, running the prices through the roof with no oversight from this administration.
No.
Crooks appeared to have an interest in furries and was exploring gender identity. He described himself with the pronouns they, them on the platform DeviantArt, which is one of the biggest online hubs for furry art and furry community. They want little children like Thomas Crooks or Tyler Robinson to be absorbed into this ideology because it is, of course, the polar negative of God, what God intended.
Mm. I need to start.
I knew that part would get you.
I need to begin this. What the Hale County is furry art?
I don't even...
Sounds like fart.
I'm still... It's true, but I'm still trying
furry
to
art?
Wrap my brain around that because... We dealt with this a couple years ago in Shelby County schools, Oak Mountain, in Mountain Brook and other places around the state. Now there's furry art, and now we come to find out, in a surprise, said no one ever, that Thomas Crooks, the shooter, was engaged in. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Allison, really? Do not look up furry art.
I just chat GPT'd. What is furry art?
Allison.
It's okay. It's not that bad.
It really?
It's weird.
Well, the description may not be that bad, but the art itself is probably
pretty
you've bad.
Googled?
No, I haven't seen it, but I mean...
Furry art.
I can connect the dots. It's probably not good stuff to look at.
Furry art is artwork that features anthropomorphic animals. Animals that have human-like traits that can include things like walking on two legs, wearing clothes, speaking or expressing human emotions, living in a human-like world, having a mix of human and animal anatomy.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
I mean,
we have moved to the realm of the ridiculous, and it's been here for a long time, but y'all, people thinking, this is so random, but one time, what is the water park that's up in Springville that it used to have that concrete slide?
Oh,
yeah. Spring Valley.
Yes.
Spring Valley.
Oh, man, that was the place.
Okay, so much fun. But I took my kids there, I think last summer or the summer before, and we're all standing up about to go down this. Why are you laughing?
Because I remember.
You remember the concrete slide and you had to wear helmets?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And you just shot out of those things and it was good luck with you.
Somebody actually seriously got hurt on those.
Well, yeah.
They got rid of the concrete. Yeah. It's no longer there.
That but was probably a good idea.
It was fun.
It's like the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know, just
ripped up your bathing suit on the way down.
Maybe your arm, your elbow, your knee. But it was not, I don't know if it was the taco. Actually, one time we went, a friend of mine ended up in a neck brace because she went on the taco and she got, you'll know it, who it is. Anyway, okay, I digress. We're standing waiting to go down a slide and all of a sudden these middle school kids in front of us start talking about, and of course I had to insert myself into the conversation. They're having a conversation. They went to Boaz Middle School where they swear there was a litter box.
Yeah.
In the middle school bathroom.
Yeah, I remember that story, actually.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it traveled all the way from Spring Valley Beach to you?
Well, I can't remember. I think there was some publication or something that wrote about it. But yeah, because I think when I was on Dale Jackson's show, I think we talked about it one day, actually.
Didn't we have requests for litter boxes in Mountain Brook?
Yeah, I think in Shelby
County,
And
didn't we have in Shelby County? I mean, there were several places around the state because when we talked about it, and I know we'll talk about it much more throughout the day today, but because when we talked about it, we wrote about it, we really did deep dives into it on our old show, no one believed us. They thought we were making it up. And then, of course, they used that to malign anybody who said that there were furries. Let alone bring up the nasty, deviant sexual fetish that is furries.
Yeah.
Because one of my friends is a counselor and she said, would you please, please, please let parents know that letting your child dress as a furry is not just a silly Halloween situation. There is a deep oppression involved with the whole thing. So lest you all think we're joking, we've been talking about it for a good while. But this idea that there's furry art... And that Thomas Crooks, who was mysteriously secreted away and cremated, will never know more.
And apparently was like the only 20-something-year-old with no digital footprint at all. It's convenient how that works. But not only the furry part, but I mean, he went by they, them. So this is yet another trans violent situation. Mm. We saw it with Tyler Robinson and now Crooks, but we've seen it with many others. The Nashville school shooter, the Minnesota school shooter. So there's a trend here of people who live in a reality I feel bad for them because they hate themselves so much and how God made them that they have to change how they are. But because they're so hurt, then they take out their hurt on others violently because what? They either tell the truth or even they take it out on innocent kids because they're just so troubled with themselves that, you know, it results in violence. But if we say that, then we're the transphobes and we're hateful and people like Charlie Kirk get shot because their hate can't be tolerated any longer, which is what I think exactly what Tyler Robinson said. But it needs to be called out. And I love what Benny Johnson said in there of, you know, he actually didn't have it in that clip because it was far too long. But, you know, the satanic statues are
Baphomet
yeah. trans, and they want kids to then partake in it and learn, you know, transgenderism from a young age, so then they can become like Robinson and Crooks, and it just completely twists what God intended, and that's why it's the root of anti-God, because you're literally changing what God intended you to be, and that results in violence. So I think that is the big story. There's also, I hate to play devil's advocate, but I don't know if y'all saw Tucker Carlson did a big expose on Crooks is like some of his digital footprint that wasn't made public by the FBI. And then it was like a couple of days after that this trans stuff came out, this revelation that he was online being a furry guy, transgender. And I don't necessarily believe this, but of course the rumors are starting to flurry of, oh, Tucker was onto something way deeper, but they're using this as a distraction, you know, because the timing's a little bit convenient. I think Tucker alluded to maybe he was recruited by some outsider people to take out Trump. I don't know how much I believe that, but I think it's out there. The conspiracy is already flying about it. But nonetheless, the trans part is true, and it needs to be talked about.
Mm. I did not follow that at all. You're going to have to explain that to
I'll explain
again.
It more later, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I keep laughing because one of the funniest things was that one of the GOP dinners that we went to in Birmingham.
And your husband's...
It was the same night as a furry convention. So you've got all these conservative Republicans just trying to get to their table, and you're having to weave down the halls all these furries. It was the most bizarre.
Chris, we have pics.
We have pictures because our husbands are walking, and somehow they got right up and like are walking beside this one furry.
Who was very friendly, by the way.
It was so funny. Anyway, I'm sorry, but I just can't take this seriously.
It is so...
You're not a dog. You're not a cat. You're not a tree.
How can you play along with it? How can you not laugh? How could any human who's in charge of a school actually say, you know what? I will get you a litter box. Mom, dad, who's made the request.
It's here in Alabama, that's what's just...
It's ridiculous, is what it is.
But
are we surprised?
Ridiculous.
Are we surprised?
We have an update on... Well, I want to tell y'all some stories from our own high school and how crazy some of the things that have happened.
Good grief.
In our high school. But then we have an update on KIV and PBS and Pride Sesame Street, right? Okay, you're going to have to wait to hear what went down because they made a vote. You're listening to Right Side Radio, and we'll be right back.
Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for 5 different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.